Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey there, After Buzzers. You are watching Total Divas Season 8, Episode number 8, Hate is a Strong Word. The girls arrive at Lake Tahoe, Lana and Paige get into a skituation, and Trinity visits ATO. Is she moving? Stay tuned for all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I like this song, but I can't start too hard. Hey. Hey, we got the club going on in here. Hey. All right. Hey there, everybody, y'all in the chat. We are
boom
episode 8.
Boom.
I'm Monique Loveless, and I have
what up? It is Monique's birthday, y'all. She gonna be giving some cake to somebody.
What is your name?
I was giving you a shout. You know what? If we ever do a show and it's close to my birthday, I want that same type of energy. I go hard for people's birthday. Shout out to Dylan. I don't know if he watches the show, but he's watching Raw. Today is his birthday. Shout out. I think it's tomorrow. Whatever. It's this week. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Monique.
Thank you. My birthday was technically yesterday, and we still didn't get your name. So, I mean, I don't
y'all
know how
know
people are going to know who you are.
Who it is. Who it is.
Really? Do they really know?
Hello, my name is TK Trinidad. Okay. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Well, thank
and
you for
networks
my birthday.
Near you.
Well, anyways, thank you for my birthday shout out, and thank you for everybody coming on the chat and shouting me out. Everybody who's listening, thank you for my birthday wishes.
I mean, they don't all love you.
It was yes, they do. Yeah. Don't be a hater because people
People love the cake.
That is nobody's business. Your mind is always in the gutter.
Everybody loves cake.
Anyways. We are getting into this episode, which was the girls going to Lake Tahoe. What was your overall thoughts of this episode?
I feel like if I did not have, like, when I started watching Total Divas, at that particular time, I was not watching wrestling as I'm watching wrestling now. And I feel like if I did not have a vested interest in wrestling, mm-hmm. like to know everything in wrestling because of other wrestling shows that I do and stuff and shows that I do, I probably would not be watching. And also for people that I know, I probably wouldn't be watching the show at all.
At this point. I have to agree. I'm still not the biggest person on top of wrestling. I will admit
that. I don't
that.
Even think you really have a pinky toe on wrestling.
The shade, like, but I won't
even
address
it's
it
not
because
even like it's like you know
I've been de- I've just, been addressing
just a tiny
I've like, been addressing crazy like, people all day, so I'm not gonna
toe
address
over
that.
The ledge right there. That's how much you got.
Anyways, the more that I mean, this season is really I feel like it is a stretch. I'm starting to feel like the episodes are just not as intriguing as they used to be.
Yeah, they're not guided. Like, there's no definite storyline. Like, it's okay to have, like, different storylines, but there's no rhyme or reason. Like, there's no, it's leading up to this, or it's just like, oh, we're shooting episodes, and now we're going to edit them and put them together.
Yeah, and it just feels kind of all over the place. Like, they're trying so hard to make storylines mm-hmm. and things like that. So, It is what it is. So let's get into the girls getting in, going to Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. So they meet at Lake Tahoe, and they start out by playing a prank on Lana by saying that her room was the basement room because she's always complaining on each trip how she gets the worst room. Mm-hmm. So they're telling her, Bree and Nikki, or basically Bree plays this prank, tells her that this is her room, and she gets kind of upset.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was kind of like petty of her to get
I mean, Lana's the person, it seems like, Lana's the person that you can always do that type of stuff to. And, like, yeah, she'll get upset, but it won't be, you know, eventually at the end of the day, she's going to get drunk and, you know, she'll forget about it. Like, or like, you can get her upset, but it's not going to have ramifications in the long term. So you can do that to somebody like her.
That's true, but I feel like this time around, she wasn't having it.
I mean, that's the gamble.
Because she was like, well, I'm not having it. I'm going to take this room. And it was Paige and Naya's room. And Paige felt like she was walking on, you know, over top of her and all this rah-rah. I love that new word. Rah-rah, all this rah-rah going on. And yes, by the way, rah-rah means...
I know what it
means. Getting, well, everybody don't know what rah-rah means.
All right, sorry.
Rah-rah means getting very...
Amped up.
Yes, getting amped up. Everybody doesn't know what rah-rah means.
I know. That's why I'm helping you. That's why I'm your
like
co-host.
When I used to say, give the tea, and they'd be like, what's tea? You know? Everybody doesn't know.
Yours, you drink breakfast.
But anyway. Now everybody knows what rah-rah is. So Paige got rah-rah and was like, you're not taking our room. No, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. So mm-hmm. This is where the whole title, I hate you, is a strong word. Mm-hmm. I personally, going to the title, I agree. I have stopped using the word hate a long time ago because mm-hmm. I feel like it's a very, very strong word.
Right.
I use the word dislike.
As you should.
Do you say you hate people?
No, I've been over that word for years. My thing is, at the end of the day, I am not God. I didn't create life. I feel like I can't just stop talking to this person because they did. I mean, as long, my cardinal rule is, if you don't mess with my money or my family, whatever else is whatever. I don't care. I'll still say hello to you, whatever. So hate is such a strong word because it's just like, you can't guarantee, like, you hate this person, next thing, the next day, they drop dead and you're crying boo-hoo. Like, you can't guarantee all that stuff.
So do we feel like that's like a high school word? Like, it's just a high school word?
I mean, it just depends if you're on an evolved mentality.
So basically we're saying that Paige wasn't on an evolved mentality at this
point. Well, Paige is young. She's in her early 20s.
She is.
There's lots of experiences. She's had amazing experience as far as travel, but she's been doing one profession since she was like 15.
But I still feel like hate is a high school word, and she's old enough to know that that is...
That's assuming. I mean...
She's old enough to know that is a word that's just kind of like...
You can't put... Age is so different nowadays because it's not like back in the day where everybody at age 16, they did this. Like, there's so many different variations. You have people who are, you know, in their 30s that haven't had enough life experiences to attribute to that. So you can't put age on that in this time frame right now. Paige has literally been traveling and doing wrestling all this time. There's certain experiences that she hasn't had. She hasn't been to school. Like, that's what I'm talking about, evolved. Like, this is like reading books and all this other stuff. Not to say she doesn't read, but there's certain experiences and there's certain books that I read because of knowing certain people, because of school and because of networking and all this other stuff. If you're hanging around the same type of people, then you might not have that thing. You have a whole bunch of people on reality shows, grown ass women, saying the word hate and throwing stuff and throwing glasses. That's not, you know, at that age they shouldn't be doing that either.
That's true. I will agree with that.
Thank you.
I this is the only time you're gonna get it, so make sure you mark it.
Check that.
Lana like gets all upset. Lana gets into her feelings and then she gets upset and then they start getting into it. Like they start having their, I like to call it a situation. They start having their situation. Mm-hmm. So Lana feels hurt and she calls Rusev with all this going on. First of all, I'm trying to understand why nobody jumped in. Like, nobody really jumped in. Nobody said much of anything. I mean, Naya was trying to hold Paige back and telling her, oh, you're not going to punch her in her face. Like, you can't be doing stuff like that. But nobody was like, hey, like, this is a trip. Like, stop acting like little ungrateful kids.
Oh, ungrateful.
I have other words, but I'm not going to say them on here. Stop acting like ungrateful kids. Like, first of all, I'm pretty sure that trip was paid for by...
Oh, of course.
Either the WWE or network. Like...
E, of course.
What are you crying for? What are y'all even...
Well, it's like telling a rich person that they can't have feelings. They still have feelings. They still go through stuff. Just because it's not your stuff, they still go through stuff.
Yeah, but still, you've been on the bottom. I feel like most of them have not seen this type of stuff that they're seeing now as much as they're seeing it now. So they should understand at this point, like, Come on now.
Nah, because it's the same thing as
I feel like it was a stretch for a storyline, honestly.
It might have been a stretch for a storyline, but if you take it beyond the storyline, that's like taking somebody who, you know, if they generally live in a middle class, you know, neighborhood or whatever, that's what they are used to, but that doesn't mean that they don't have problems. And then you could take it further and somebody who's rich, that doesn't mean they don't have problems. And you also have to be mindful in that period of time, Paige is dealing with the injury and retirement, all this other stuff. And Lana's just dealing with trying to trying to get on the top. And that's pressure in itself, because in Lana's case, I feel like she can work as hard as she wants to work, but she might not ever make it to the top. And that's the most frustrating thing, because then you literally don't have control. So that could
but
be
you don't
in the
have
back
control
of
in life anyway.
You don't have control in life, but some people they enter, for instance, Ronda Rousey. She worked hard, she got to Olympics. She worked hard, she got to UFC. She had those opportunities which created an opportunity for WWE. And then you have somebody like Lana who's been working hard, and she might never even see, you know, the 10 steps to that mountaintop. That in itself is frustrating. Not everybody could be at top. Not everybody could be 1%. Somebody has to carry out the garbage.
I mean, but I feel like...
I feel very motivational today. I should write a book. I'm writing a book, actually, next year. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I would read it, but, you know.
It's not for you.
I'm just saying.
It's okay.
I don't know if I would...
I'm not asking you to read it. There's plenty of other people who will read it. Thank you for the
y'all
shade,
go
though.
Out and buy her book when just it saying. Comes out. Just saying. I'm a promote with God and buy her book when it comes out.
Just promote my birthday then. All 6 weeks of it.
No, I refuse to do that. Anyways, they get into their situation. Do you feel like it was valid that Lana wanted to leave because Paige says she hated her?
This is another thing. I was actually talking to somebody about that today. Sometimes it's not about you. Sometimes when people go off and they're having a moment or whatever, that's what helps me calm down. So say, for instance, we came in here and you were like all thing, and I literally just walked in. I'm not going to get upset at you. My first thought is, you know, she didn't get cake for her birthday. All right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give you, because it's probably not about me. So it doesn't benefit me to get upset at you at something that I had nothing to do with. So in that situation, that was what I would attribute to. Like, that's my first thought. Like, okay, well, why is she acting like this? She usually doesn't act like this. Why is she acting like that?
So you don't think that Lana was valid in her wanting to leave and do all this?
I mean, if you want to get in your feeling and do that, but I'm not... At this point in life, where we are right now, we do way too much on feelings. You really need to take that emotion part of it. Feel the emotion, acknowledge it, but don't base your actions off of the emotion. You have to be evolved. You have to be beyond that.
But you just said that they may not even be evolved. Nowadays, you can't count people
for
their age.
I did not say they might not be evolved. I just said in certain situations, they might not be evolved.
So you're saying that Lana is not valid.
We could take you to a swingers club and they'll think you're not evolved.
That has nothing to do with what we are talking about right now.
And you're going to be like, oh no, I can't do any of that. And as you should. And like, you're not, to them, you won't be evolved.
Oh my God.
It's different situations.
That is so totally off of what is going on right now. What is going on right now is the fact that Lana is telling everybody that she's going to leave because Paige said she hated her. I just felt like this storyline was such a high school storyline.
I mean, I'm not about it. But again, people go off their emotions. Some people make decisions off their emotions. They leave certain situations off their emotions. They feel a certain way at work because this person, instead of actually having the conversation, they decide to make it real bigger than what it really is. So I don't think she should leave.
Do you feel like Paige was justified in what she did and how she jumped in Lana's face?
Again, the way she was feeling? I don't think she was justified, but I think what she's dealing with subconsciously with everything, all the pressures, and essentially working at a career that is no longer there and don't know. I've been in that position where I retired from track and subconsciously, I kind of sort of know what I'm going to do, but I had no idea. I didn't have a game plan. I didn't have a network built in. I didn't have something I can slide with. It's a scary situation when you literally been doing something your whole life. Like, you went from childhood and now you're doing this and now it's gone. So I think she's dealing with a lot and she might not acknowledge that. And there was a trigger point. So she wasn't right in doing it. But, you know, maybe they should have had like Ilana Van Zandt or whatever her name is come in to Tahoe. Yeah, come in Tahoe and break it all down. Yeah. before they did the
No, they couldn't handle Ayanla. Like, they're not ready for
She would get her, she would get all their life right. They'll all be on top.
Anyways, they go on to have their little situation, and then they come out and they talk to each other. Paige apologizes because her boyfriend says, you need to actually be turning up. Like, why are y'all fighting over a room? That's stupid. Mm-hmm.
So, I do like the big room, though.
But to fight over it is not, like...
That's why I don't really go on vacation with girls. It's just too much. All you really need is one bed and one dude.
Ew, God, no. Like, the girls' vacation is the funnest. No. You can just relieve and talk about girl stuff and all types of stuff.
I mean, if you have a dude who's willing to listen, you could do that, too.
Ew, no. Ew, no. Who? Ew, no.
I like carrying sand to the beach.
That doesn't even make any sense for this situation.
I'm just saying it doesn't, but if if there was an option, like, hey, you can go on vacation and hang out with all these girls, or you can hang out with your dude at the same place, I'd pick the dude.
I'd pick my girls. I'm sorry. I'm going with the girls.
That's why
I'm
about to friends.
Turn up. I'm about to do all types of stuff you ain't never seen before. Like, I can pick up somebody at the freaking...
Yeah, I don't want to. No, because like, then you can't track them now. It's a whole situation.
Why would you
want to
track them? You're a stalker. Anyway, during this trip, the, you know, Paige discusses how people are taunting her about her weight loss. She's talking to her family about her weight gain.
They've been talking about it for a minute. And she looks good, though.
I think she looks way better than what she did when she was super.
Not way better, just different. Yeah. She looks good. It's not like she's 300 pounds.
No, she looks better.
She looks good. And she still, if you can still get away with wearing mid-dress tops and your stomach's not touching your knees and you're on, like, international television, you're good.
You know what? You're beautiful no matter what. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if your stomach is touching your toes,
you're a stylist, right? So if you were styling somebody and they came in and they walked in with the outfit and the outfit was a midriff and their stomach was touching the toes, you would be okay. As a stylist, you'd be fine with that?
If they feel confident.
And put your stamp on that?
Hold on. If they feel confident in that, then I am okay with it. Will I put them in that? I don't know. I don't know what your body type is. You don't know.
You won't.
No, because you're not a stylist, so don't tell me. Because I have.
I know, but...
It just has to look good. It has to be a certain way. I've put big girls in crop tops or little shirts with blazers. Yeah, but they're crop tops
and the pants comes up a little bit higher, no?
No, it's just all hanging out. There's been certain things.
Yeah, because...
You can do it if you
create the illusion.
You're trying to... This is what I want. You're trying to discuss with me what I would do in my profession, but All I'm saying is,
if she came with a pair of tights and no, she came out of the thing and she's like, this is what I'm going to wear, a pair of tights and a crop top and there's nothing else and the thing's hanging out.
The beauty is in the eye.
I'm not a stylist, but I know you will not put your stamp on that.
The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, moving on. Nikki,
we'll test that.
Nikki gives them like these little journals that they can write in for the trip, which I'm excited to see their little journals at the end. Would they write? Was their poetry?
Journaling to me, I kind of like journaling, but I always feel like I always feel like when you put your intimate thoughts there, then one day you'll die and somebody's going to read those thoughts. I don't want people reading my intimate thoughts.
I want everybody to know. I journal all the time. I've journaled since I was young. I have a whole stack of journals. I go back over them to see how I've evolved as a woman.
I know I've evolved. I need a journal for that.
Please. Anyways, there is...
I journal for Jesus.
There is... I can't. There is a lot in journaling. Like, I just feel like...
Oh, I agree. I do write. If there's certain parts...
She's writing her book.
Well, you know, I'm writing that in December. It should be done. I do write, but then I also destroy it. I have this thing with, you know, the world ending and zombies attacking and death and all this other stuff. Not necessarily I'm afraid of it, but I just don't... I'm a very private person in certain situations, and I just don't want... I want that stuff to die with me. The stuff I want to leave, you will know. It's going to be there.
I want it to be all out on the table. I want people to know who I hate, who I liked, when I stopped liking you, how I stopped liking you, what you did to me, all this stuff, how I felt at the moment.
Did you write about me in your journal when you first met me? Because you didn't like me.
Well, no, it wasn't that deep. That. Wow. It wasn't that deep. I didn't know you.
Wow. Gosh, I thought we were friends.
You got a freestyle. She's going to freestyle.
Hey, After Buzzers. We love you. We appreciate you, all y'all in the chat. Gabby, Joseph. You know who y'all are. Really appreciate you guys. We definitely need your help. We need you to subscribe to one or more of our channels. We're on AfterBuzz Reality. Definitely go on AfterBuzz Wrestling. We had Melissa Santos from Lucha Underground on the show today. She was amazing. So definitely subscribe to that channel. Definitely do all of that stuff because we need your help. And if you subscribe, you don't get those pesky notifications. I'm really good. We really appreciate that. We will shout you guys out. But like I said, both of you are really going to call me out. He's like, I'm freestyling. Yes, I am freestyling. Like I said, we appreciate you. We will shout you out. Not only if you're not in the live chat, iTunes, all that good stuff. Give us 5 stars or better. We want to be the ESPN of talk TV.
We are.
No, we want to be like the. Like we are, but we need to be the on, like in the universe. We're currently just the ESPN of talk TV in Earth, but universe.
She did.
World.
Your last worldwide. Part of your freestyle was not that
worldwide,
great.
Okay. All over the place. Like everywhere. Like Martians, aliens, like everywhere.
Oh God.
I'm just saying. Because when they attack, they'll look on us and you guys favorably because they also is watching the show. Just saying.
The crazy conspiracy. It's
happening.
There. It's not.
It's happening.
Not. It's happening. Anyways,
that's why I'm having 5 kids.
All the people who are listening on the podcast too, make sure you give us 5 stars. Get on and rate us.
So and comments. We love your comments. Even the bad ones.
Yes. Do we love the bad ones?
I mean, they're entertaining. Again, if you're not messing with my family or my money, it really... But it's entertaining.
So somebody's going to get on and mess with your family and your money.
Oh, I wish you would. You don't want to see that, TK. That's
okay. So she did, as Joseph called out in our chat, she did freestyle our commercial.
The GM of AfterBuzz. You just need to write. You just need a script. Everything. You save some time off of my day. Just script it all out.
He helps me out. So when I come in, my little 3 points, thanks to Joseph, I have my 3 points.
Boom.
Hey.
Cut him a check.
This episode, which I really loved, they really focused on Trinity. Like Trinity alone.
Yes.
Alone. Like not with all the girls.
Oh, that's also news.
Not with all of the chaos. Mm-hmm. Not with just her and John. Like they really focused on
but
her.
But it was
and
like a good storyline, too.
It was a good storyline. Mm-hmm. I was really excited about that. So she's going off to visit ATL to visit her family.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Buck.
So, you know, y'all remember Uncle Buck back with Orlando when the Orlando mm-hmm. shootings happened. She went to visit him there and they, you know, had that whole thing. But she visited Uncle Buck in the ATL. She got it in with, what's her face? Dasha Fuentes and Tamina. Is that how you say it? Okay, Tamina.
You know what Tamina is?
She's a WWE superstar. Hey!
But also, do you know she's related to the Usos and The Rock? And
Roman? No.
Yeah.
She's related to The Rock, too?
They're all related. So I went down, and probably Bosa in the chat, you can clarify it all. But I went down the rabbit hole. I found this thing on YouTube. And because the rumor is that, like, Roman Reigns, you know who Roman Reigns is, right?
Okay. I've heard of his name.
Roman Reigns and The Rock and the Usos and all of them are related, but they're like almost related like through kissing cousins, which is not the case. They're actually all legitimately related. So The Rock's mom is almost like the current matriarch. Like there's a couple generations before mm-hmm. that, but she's kind of tying them together, which everybody kind of, well, I thought is The Rock's dad. But her mom comes from a wrestling family and his dad also wrestled. And Nia is The Rock's cousin. Yeah. It's all kind of all together. There's a YouTube thing where they break it all down as like they all are related,
well,
which
I
is really
see
interesting.
That. They have big families.
Yeah.
But she goes
Naomi
on.
Naomi needs to bring some of those cousins, though.
She goes on. Yeah, they need to bring out somebody because LA. They a fine family. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Facts.
I'm not.
Facts. Facts.
Okay.
Really? Did you just? Okay.
Okay, anyway.
That's what we're doing.
Back on to the subject. But anyway, they go on a girls trip to ATL, and it really looks like, I like to see this part of Trinity, not just with like Lana and them and drinking and stuff. Like, she was drinking and she was getting her groove, but it was like, they are friends. Like, they're real friends. And she was, I feel like she was more herself, and and she was allowed to be more herself.
Well, yeah, you can only, I mean, isn't there certain people that you like turn it down a little bit? Like, the turn up is not,
I mean, some of conversations, you know, it's, but that's the group that she has to be with the most, especially on the show. On the show she does.
Because the group that she's with, it's family, pretty much. Some of them are. Some of them are closer than not. But some of them, are, that's family. So, you know, they've even known. Well, obviously, Uncle Buck has known her forever. So there's a little more comfort there. Whereas, you know, some other folks, not so much.
So she decides that she's missing her family so much. And she goes and looks at an apartment in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was trying to see what apartments it was. It kind of looks like it might be like the hood, maybe Edgewood or something. Trinity, let us know where you was at. Girl, let me steer you a little bit where to go. Anyways, she went to go look at an apartment. And so she decides to tell John, like.
Yeah, but as he's taping, like, I understand they travel a lot and I get it. But, like, it's one of those things where somebody's like, oh, I want to talk about this. And they're like, oh, never mind. Like, that's the worst. I hate when people, like, just rip off the band-aid and just say it. So, it was like, if she was going to think about talking to him and think this is not a good situation, then she should have just waited until after he came out from his match. Or she should have just said it. Because he already knew something was up.
Wrong.
And either way, he wasn't going to feel it anyway. She knew that. That's why she was hesitant.
What'd you think about his reaction?
It's difficult when it's you, when somebody has kids, like, they can't move as they want to, right? Because the kids are in Florida.
But she said it's not technically a move. It's for them to have a place to go to visit a little more often.
Yeah, but their lifestyle's
so
not.
That she can see her family a little more often.
I get it, but their lifestyle's not conducive to that. They travel way too much. They literally have 2 days off, if that. So, if, you know, the kids are important, when are you going to fit this trip to Atlanta? And then who says the mom is going to be okay with the kids going to Atlanta for 2 days? And then where does that fit into school? And where does it fit to all the other stuff? So if they worked on the weekends, then that would make sense. But they work way too much to do all of that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with John's outburst. Like, he wasn't even trying to listen, but just on a, like, too busy to do that.
Well, I kind of feel like he wasn't trying to listen to that because they've already kind of tried to have this conversation.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Pensacola is not, you know,
the place to, like, it's not a place that you're going to want to be like, I want to be here.
Right.
But when somebody is actually somewhere and they feel suffocated, like, that's not a cool feeling.
Right. They're going to have to definitely talk about it. So, like I said, I don't agree with the blow up. This is a conversation they need to have, and I probably will have to schedule it because their life is so crazy. Because it's clear that she doesn't necessarily want to be there so often. And she had said that, you know, they're there and they've been doing the routine with the kids on their days off for years. And they've been together since they're 21, 22. Mm-hmm. Like, that there needs to be a conversation, because eventually you'll get to a point where they don't want to conversate. And that's not, I don't even want to see that. I can't even imagine. Like, it makes me, like, literally.
I don't think it'll come to that. I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah,
but
now.
I don't think it's that serious, but I do feel like there should be a compromise. And I feel like at that moment he was like, I'm about to go out here and do my match. Like, I'm not trying to compromise with you at this moment. Like, I need to just focus on what I'm doing.
Bosa says, GM Bosa, he says, Trinity has given up a lot to be with John, which is,
she has. That is very true.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they obviously don't need to have a conversation before he goes out of the match, but they need to have a conversation. I think what people do beyond relationships, like beyond like couples, is they don't have that conversation until somebody blows up or somebody gets fed up. And now they're beyond having conversation because now you've built onto all that, you know, you don't
Yeah, like I said before, I don't feel like it'll come to that.
Hopefully not.
No, I don't think it will. I think that what happened was she hit him with it before 10 minutes before a match. So he was like, I'm not trying to have this, like, his outburst was just a
which
a,
I like, was, though, because it shows a relationship.
Which was a natural reaction.
Right.
Like, it was a natural reaction, like, I am about to go out here. Like, why are you hitting me with such heavy stuff? Like, you're talking about moving.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm about to go to the bathroom and, like, you want to have a conversation. Like, nah, dog, let me just go to the bathroom first.
Right. And I feel like that was his outburst. But I definitely feel, in my mind, it may not be like this, and you never know anybody's all their file and what they deal with 24/7, you know, days a week or whatever. Mm. But I feel like John would maybe sit down and really have the conversation with her. And
hopefully.
And hopefully, like,
but I
see
just,
her side of things, too. Because she has... With him having multiple kids,
you only has two kids.
That's multiple kids.
But you made it seem very dirty, like five baby mamas dirty. It's not like
no,
that.
But you have multiple kids.
He's two kids.
That's multiple kids.
I know,
kids.
But you made it seem so...
It doesn't matter. It's exactly what I said. Multiple kids. He two has kids. More than one kid. Mm-hmm. And with that being the fact, that is a lot of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
For on her side.
But again, it's one of those things that their schedule doesn't permit. I just want to see how they're going to work that out. It's going to take a lot. Not to say it can't be done, but it's going to take a lot of planning for it to happen. And the last thing I want to do on my 2 days off is plan to go and be somewhere else.
Well, that's what she said. Every time they get some time off, he always is like, I'm tired. I want to sleep.
He's not always that tired. I think you remember like one or two seasons ago, he was always trying to get it in. Mind you, the spaghetti and the drive through not so good. But he's trying, like, it's very obvious. It's very obvious if you watch both of their social medias, and not to say social media tells the whole tale, but they're very into each other. So, I mean, they sleep, but they doing other things.
I mean, you can do other things anywhere. Anywhere. Anyways, okay.
Are we talking about cake again?
That's what stays on your mind. Well,
chocolate cake.
That wraps up this episode. So now make sure you throw on your shades because we're about to get into our shadiest moments.
Oh, when are we doing news? Is that after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Put your glasses back on.
Like that. There were, like, no concrete shady moments. There were good moments, but I think this is more of a, like, if you were to break this down, like, if I were a psychologist, there are more, like, Jerry Springer, you know, take this minute to realize motivational moments. Like, take this example and don't do that. It's one of those things. There were, like, not super shady moments to me.
The shadiest moment, I think, was, for me, I feel like it was a prank. I feel like Bree's prank on Lana was kind of shady because they always know that she always gets the bad room.
Yeah.
So that was a little shady. Like, we always
throw
you.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, hardcore shady like it's been the last couple
episodes.
It wasn't,
but it's still a little shade.
Yeah,
like,
I'll hop on that shade.
Like, we be throwing you in the basement. We know we're going to do it again.
Yeah,
so.
I like that.
I felt like that was, like, a little shade.
I do like Breed Mode and Bree on a whole this episode.
Oh, yes. Bree Mode, the real Bree Mode was back. And that's always good. I love Bree Mode because, you know, she do... Oh, when the camera... I feel like this is another part of shade, too. The camera caught Naya's boob out.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes it just...
I feel like they could have cut and edited that. Like, that was a little, like...
Oh. What's a little boob?
Yeah, you know about that. You always be having them out. Anyways.
Wow. Can we cue that shade dam there right there? That wasn't...
Those were...
I've been so nice to you on your birthday week that it's just kind of like, you just hit me with that?
You have not been nice. The shade was real from you all day today.
The shade all day?
So...
Thank you.
Don't help her out with that.
Thank you. I mean, when you have... Again... you as a successful stylist, if you have element of your body that you are proud of, what is so wrong as far as using it as decoration and décolletage and finding the right outfit that works for it? Give me a break, son.
You can call it whatever you want. Disguise it however you
Thank
want.
Thank you, Gabby. Thank you. Gabby said, damn.
Disguise it.
I disguise it, and they are amazing
however
things.
However you want to disguise
They are not
it.
Bought. They are real. Thank you. Just moments from heaven for God.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now let's get into news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So first off, speaking of Trinity, she actually tweeted that she's been going through, it's not a big issue, but hair issues, you know, just being on the road. For you guys who deal with hair extensions, it could be a lot, especially leave your hair out. We won't even get into all that. So she actually was considering on going bald. I think she has a good head to be bald. However, I don't think it just plays well with WWE as far as how they want their women champions to be. So we'll see with that. I highly doubt it, but
she's
never know.
She's not going bald.
Sometimes when a woman's fed up, sometimes they just cut
no.
their hair.
No.
I mean, there's other wrestlers and other promotions that, you know, are wearing a fro and they're doing things that are more natural. So
on the WWE?
That's why I said other promotions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. It feels like WWE sometimes. Why are you throwing shade at a future employer?
I'm just saying.
Sometimes WWE, they watch what other folks are doing, and then they jump on the bandwagon. So you never know. I, too, don't think she's going to shave her hair because of that, but you never know. They might be ready for something different, and she would definitely stand out. I feel like if she shaves her head and they approve that, then she needs to get the belt sooner than later. The PWI Top 100 list came out for Top 100 females. On the number one spot is Ronda Rousey. I guess so. Naomi was 25th. She actually went down in ranks. Nia Jax was number 8, so she was in the top 10. So pretty, you know, interesting list. Again, it's wrestling, so you can take with it what you will. They actually graded it from October 1st of 2017 to September 30th of this year. And they created a list and they put it all out there. And, you know, let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. Also, let us know what your shadiest moment was in this episode. If you liked the episode, if you didn't like the episode, are you agreeing with us on these episodes?
What was that?
I'm just saying, it was a breath. Anyway, so what are your predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I just hope and pray that what they showed in the predictions at the end of this episode is what we see next week. It's one of those things where, right. they, you know, they show us something and then we don't see them at all. Like, so I'm hoping that they're going to show, you know, it's John and Trinity. So I feel like they're going to, you know, take the moment and have the conversation and maybe they find a solution to, you know, her going to visit the family and stuff like that. Because it is kind of, what's the word? The fact that she's with his family all the time and, you know, she wants to go to Atlanta and her family's there and he didn't go. It's, you know, that's the issue. Like, do you have a problem with the family? Like, you know, the turn up might not be your turn up, but at least you're in the same vicinity. So I definitely want to see that conversation. I'm just hoping that there's going to be a little bit more like direction as far as like it feels like it's becoming like a Total Divas Big Brother thing where they just have cameras and they're just doing whatever.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a to be continued episode. So I'm pretty sure they're going to show the next. You know, like
part of the trip,
the rest of the trip. Honestly, I'm the same way. I'm feeling like they need to get a little more direction in all of this, like, all of these like hardcore. We got to go with this type storylines. Like, they need to calm all those down because it's just looking real like tried.
Yeah.
And
there are a lot of things that they could have talked about. Even if they risked shortening the season and some people didn't get the camera time.
Right.
Because it's life. Everybody's going to have an issue one way or the other. So it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, if they weren't, I know in past seasons where Trinity and John weren't in it as much. And I noticed, too, they weren't as much when the kids when they took the kids off.
Yeah.
So if, you know, that's the case, then, mm-hmm. you know, you take that L in order to actually have some type of storyline, because I believe the ratings on some websites say they've been going down and they haven't.
Yeah, they have been going down. It's been lower and lower each time. So hopefully they can get those back up with some little more direction. But this ends our episode. Guys, thank you for tuning in.
Birthday song.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Also, like I said, I teased it earlier on Raw. Big news. I'm just waiting to sign the paperwork before I can let everybody know, but I'm pretty happy. The check's gonna get big. The hair's gonna get bigger. The smile's gonna get amazing. Maybe in the boobs. We'll see.
The boobs will always be there. Anyways, I'm Anique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. And also, make sure you look on my website to find all your style tips and tricks at MoniqueLoveless.com.
It's your birthday.
Hey.
It's your birthday.
And thank you for watching.
Ciao. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.